Now on to letters to the evening news. The letters seem to get longer and more political, so with that in mind, we just have four this week. Gary Morton of Norwich has firm views on the inheritance tax debate, which affects farmers. MP Marcus Campbell-Sabres has had the whip suspended. An MP that represents the jewel in the crown of our sceptred isle, the Lake District, voted against the Labour Party's tax on family farms. This is a unique English landscape in his constituency from Penrith, Keswick and the spectacular Solway Firth that divides Scotland and England to Cockermouth, the birthplace of our greatest romantic poet, William Wordsworth, who inspired Coleridge and many others. I cannot speak for Mr. Campbell-Sabres, but I do have my point of view on this tax attack on family farms. There are hill farms that have been in the same hands for 400 years, looked after and shaped the beauty of this upland landscape. Tourism is a multi-billion earner for the English economy, employing thousands of hotel workers and supply chains, attracting visitors from Japan, Europe, Australia and the USA, earning foreign currency. The cultural aspects of the English language in poetry and literature have spread across English-speaking countries and beyond. The fells are an attraction for walkers, mountain bikers and photographers. The blinkered attitudes and aversion to beauty by the Labour Party's leadership is well documented and is limiting the prosperity of England, isn't it? So much to offer, but so little support for wealth creation. London once made billions as a tourist attraction, but golden days have disappeared of late due to violence, crime and corruption on the streets. There is little of that on the solitude of the fells maintained by traditional farmers, only relaxation and peace.
Roadworks at Thixhorn is the subject taken up by our very own Marianne Penn. I'm enraged by Norfolk County Council leader Kay Mason Billig for blaming the road users for feeling miserable about the endless roadworks around Thixhorn, Roundhouse Way, A47 and A11. I quote, "There's going to be a little bit of disruption, but we do our best to minimise it. It is not a little bit of disruption. It's a daily, constant, unending disruption. I, among many, have to plan in the evenings, daily and hourly, how to go anywhere from my house on the NNN hospital end of Colney Lane. There are times it takes 20 minutes to travel from the bottom of Roundhouse Way to the roundabout at the A11. Then one still has to negotiate that roundabout before the Thixhorn roundabout or the A11 towards the city. One morning I timed the 11A bus, which took 20 minutes, from Colney Lane to Eton. Marcus Piercy is absolutely right. Roadworks are making life a misery. When roadworks finish in 2028, it's projected road users will save 3 to 4 minutes during peak time on the A47 and 2 to 3 minutes on the A11. This small saving is not worth 3 years of misery."
A lighter touch from Ian MacDonald of Billericay. "Whenever anyone asks if I've travelled very much, I tell them I've been to California, spent a few days in Hollywood, holidayed in Egypt and visited Palestine. So it's always a bit of a letdown when I confess that I'm talking about California near Great Yarmouth, Hollywood near Birmingham, and that Egypt I stayed in happens to be an attractive village in Buckinghamshire. The hammer blow comes when I reveal that the Palestine I went to is of Overwallop in Hampshire. None of these visits took me more than 200 miles drive away from Norfolk. These English place names. And no, before anyone asks, I am not planning to go to Moscow in Ayrshire anytime soon. That's much too far."
And another light touch from Ian Stevenson of Skaden. I was surprised to learn from your article today that rage bait was recently named as the word of the year by the learned bods at the Oxford University Press, which publishes the Oxford English Dictionary. I enjoy voluntary reading with 5 to 6-year-olds at a local first school. I'm sure that they would agree that this winner clearly consists of two words –